I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. An appellate court judge in Springfield is expected to decide in December if former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson should sit in jail while awaiting trial. Grayson has been charged with first-degree murder for fatally shooting Sonia Massey in her home in July and is currently in jail. Massey's family has been working with local civil rights activist Teresa Haley, who says they're disappointed with how long the case is taking. An Illinois group held a town hall meeting in Springfield over the weekend to imagine what statewide reparations could look like. The Illinois African Descent Citizens Reparations Commission is hosting a series of statewide public hearings. Dr. Pamela Tuiman Hoff called for reforms to the education system and other types of discrimination.
Education is not just a reflection of the society. It is a tool used to reinforce power structures within the society. And reparations are not just about repairing the economic damage done by slavery and segregation. It must also address the damage education has done to Black people.
The hearing also covered topics such as the intergenerational impact of slavery. The commission will hold more hearings across the state in the coming months. Commission members say they want to gather the public's recommendations on reparations and present the ideas to policymakers and key stakeholders. Indiana Chief Justice Loretta Rush has released the 2023-24 annual report for the state's courts. The report shows Indiana's judicial system is taking big steps to tackle the mental health crisis. The Supreme Court recently launched the Office of Behavioral Health and hired Brittany Kelly as its behavioral health specialist. Rush says this makes Indiana the 10th state in the country, including Illinois, to embed a mental health professional within its judiciary.
She's off and running. She's had hundreds of inquiries from around the state. She's meeting with judges. She's helping things with, like, competency evaluation, accessing Medicaid. How do I get somebody who's going through dementia through the court system?
She highlights the strain on local courts, noting that about 70% of people in jail have behavioral health issues, and the judiciary is working with state agencies to reform policies and address the impact of mental health issues on the system. This is WSIU.